Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We approach 4 o'clock here on the Fan, Evan and Tiki for the next 2.5 hours. Good news, Yankee fans. We're undefeated for the New York Yankees when we do shows from Yankee Stadium, and we will be there tomorrow for Game 3 of the American League Division Series. So, if they lose, it's not our fault, and if they win, you're welcome. But right now, there's a lot of losing going on. We saw what the Giants did on Sunday, blowing an early lead. The Yankees are obviously down 0-2. And the Jets are an unmitigated disaster, maybe the biggest disaster of even my lifetime. And to talk about it, we're joined by the great Joe B. and his Monday call-in with me and Tiki. It's brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com. HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. And by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Bro, can it get any worse with this football team?
What up, Joe B.?
No. No, can't. I don't know where to begin. You know, I was at the game yesterday. It was one of the hottest Jet games I was ever at. I would say in the top three. I went to a game in 83 at Shea when it was like 98 degrees. And, of course, they lost to Seattle that day. But I don't know what to say. I mean, they're a disgrace. They're a non-competitive football team. You know, just like the week before when Allen fumbled, you knew the game was over. When Brees fumbled at 10-3, you knew the game was over. You know, they come right down the field. They score a touchdown. They give up a touchdown again before halftime. They're missing tackles, penalties, you know, du jour. Man, we could go on and on. I mean, it just, it doesn't end. It really doesn't end. And the coach looks completely, you know, completely over his head. I don't know what else to say. The only good thing I can say, all right, is that we are headed for our choice of the young quarterbacks coming out in college football next year.
If you like any of them.
Well, I mean, look.
That's to be determined. I hear you.
But you know what, Teak? There's a lot of guys that look pretty good, and whether it's Carson Beck, whether it's Sellers at South Carolina.
No, those guys have been great. You're right.
I mean, we could, you know, two guys right off the top of my head that I could say, wow, you know, one of those guys. You know, even Manning, I mean, he looked terrible. I watched the game against Florida last week. He looked terrible. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't him. I mean, he made some throws that are NFL throws. His offensive line couldn't block Florida's defensive line.
Right.
And, you know, so this guy's coming out. But, I mean, I just don't know what to say. I mean, it, to me, this, you know, I thought that my football team had hit rock bottom, you know, earlier in my lifetime. But it just doesn't get any worse.
Yeah, Joe, I think the biggest thing when I watch this team, obviously we tried to find some positives. The run game is a positive, except for the fumble.
Yeah, they can run the ball.
Right, they can run the ball. You see this, the schemes are fun. It's good. It creates space. You see them running on empty air all the time, which is awesome. But to me, the thing that jumps out most is the penalties.
This was the
MO for, I think, the past two regimes, maybe three now if you conclude this one. How can this not get better, and why is this not the emphasis? As a fan, this is what would piss me off the most.
Well, it does, and I'll say this is what gets me the most aggravated, Tiki, about Glenn, and you hit it right on the head. He came here and he said, we are going to be a disciplined football team. We're not going to turn the ball over. We're not going to make the dumb penalties. And it's the same old, same old. And they don't take the ball away. They're the only team in NFL history 5 games into it that doesn't have a takeaway over 100 years. I mean, how is that possible, Tiki?
Wow. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That is the thing of all the things that are disgusting to watch, whether it's fumbles that spoil really good drives like Braylon Allen 2 weeks ago or Breece Hall yesterday. Yep. It's the fact that I'm not saying they got all-world defensive players, but the talent level on defense has to be better than the guard. They give up 30 points a game. They miss 15 tackles a game, and you hit on it. They haven't forced a turnover. By accident, you force a turnover.
That's actually unfathomable.
And Sauce Gardner got burned again for another touchdown by Pickens this week. It was Wilder the week before. It's horrible. I mean, it's hard. I mean, and how many, you know, how many guys walked in for touchdowns? I mean, not even being touched, and they're going into the end zone. It's real. Oh my God, I just don't know what to say anymore.
Is it? We took
no
a call.
No pass rush. There's no pass rush. They had all these offensive linemen out yesterday, Dallas, and they really didn't get a sack. They gave him a sack on a slide by Prescott. Give me a break. I mean, and on the other side, Tiki, as good as the run blocking is by the offensive line, the pass blocking is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, Justin Fields got the crap beat out of him yesterday.
Yeah, you almost feel bad for him because you want to evaluate him, Justin Fields.
Right.
You want to see, not that he's the quarterback of the future, but can he be the quarterback of the next year or so, or two, or whatever it may be. And you have no idea because you want him to be a pocket passer, but he's kind of best suited and maybe only going to be successful on this particular team if he's running the ball.
And it's not enough for those, Tiki. I don't know about you, Ev. I don't know about you, Tiki, watching the game. Where's all these RPOs? How come he's not running the ball
see
more
him
than
at all.
He is?
You don't see him at all. The only time you see him run is when he's scrambling.
He's in
trouble. He's in trouble.
Right.
He runs to clean up a terrible play call by the offensive coordinator, like we saw on fourth down 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
That's when he runs. We took a caller who asked the question, and it's a depressing question, but I'm starting to think about it too, which is, could this be one and done? I mean, to you, what do we need to see for us to at least have the confidence of, all right, let's bring him back for a second year? Because I can't sit here and watch 0-17 and watch them continuously get worse and just blindly say, well, it's year one. They have to bring him back. They have to show some improvement, don't they?
The Patriots got rid of Gerard Mayo after 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many games did he win? You guys remember? He got three wins, maybe?
Something like that. Yeah,
something. Right? But that was an opportunistic get rid of. You know what I mean? They wanted Vrabel, right?
Right.
I don't know if that's the
They won 4-13 last year. It's not that I want to. I don't think you do either, Joe. It's just that they can't just go 0-17 and suck and have us just blindly say, you know, Tony Dungy got off to a bad start. Right. Dan Campbell got off to a bad start.
Bill Parcells got off to a bad start. We could go on with different coaches that didn't get off to good starts. But he just doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. I think that's the that's the worst part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see it. I mean, what's going on here? You know, if I got to watch Michael Clemens go the wrong way again, as I'm watching the quarterback go this way and Michael Clemens go that way, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, this is the kind of thing. Ev, I can't take it anymore.
Nah.
I'm out there roasting yesterday, and I only because I had my daughter with me at the game, and she was loving every second of it. We went with the great Sean Winters. God bless him. If you've ever gone with his tickets, forget it. It's off the charts. But you know, so I was ready to go at 30-3 because I couldn't take it anymore. It was hot. Get me the hell out of here. She wanted to hang because she was enjoying herself. Said, okay. And we finally left. I think we left right after they scored the touchdown that made it 30-14. And by the way, okay, a couple things there. Not that they're going to win, but I think there was still 7 or 8 minutes left in the game.
The onside kick.
Shouldn't you kick it deep?
Yeah.
They probably would have scored anyway with the way the defense was, but don't you kick it deep?
I tell you, so I was thinking about this, because obviously nowadays with these stupid rules, you have to announce it. You have to say, we're doing an onside kick. Everybody, here you go. And obviously the success rate is like less than 1%. The only reason I agreed with it is this defense sucks so badly that they had no chance to stop him anyway.
No, right. They could have started on a 1 yard.
Yeah.
No,
their only shot was to recover an onside kick.
You're right. You know what else kills me, too? And this is, you could look at this however you want to look at it, but this is so typical of this franchise. They had a terrible week. You know, the stuff that's going on in the front office, I don't want to get into it. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
You had the Mark Sanchez disaster. What the hell was he thinking about, right? You know? And then, and this is very minor, but this is just part of what the Jets are. You know all week, and this really bothered me, you know all week it's going to be hot. It's going to be 85 degrees, whatever. They're wearing black uniforms?
That's a good point.
Tiki.
Yeah, I know.
What? Come on.
Right. Put yourself
I mean,
at a disadvantage.
Right?
While the Cowboys are chilling.
Like all white. Yeah, the Cowboys are in all white.
Right. Reflecting
and the Jets
all
the sun. Oh, my God. I mean, I know it's stupid maybe, but it isn't. You know?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
No, it's that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, it is. And look, you've seen it all, obviously, picking this team to be your favorite team in the mid-60s.
Well, what a brilliant move that was. Just think, with 3 years apart, I became a Met fan and then a Jet fan. Just think of all that brilliant thought process.
Well, it looked good at first. You know, in the first 10 years of getting championships, you look like a genius.
The first 10 years weren't bad, but then it went downhill pretty fast, bro.
Here's my question, because when I started watching football, I obviously started watching it in the early 90s. So the Kotite era was one of my first eras. I remember it very fondly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's age. Maybe it's because now I'm getting more bitter as time goes on. This is worse than the Kotite era.
Yeah.
Like this.
Why?
Is,
because of the expectation?
Well, here's the thing. Who's on? If this guy doesn't work out, Tiki,
yeah.
Where the hell are we going?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's the, you know, Kotite, yeah, but we wound up with Parcells.
Right. Turned around.
That guy isn't coming through the door next year or 2 years from now. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Where is it coming from? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start looking for those. I mean, this is another defensive coach without experience.
Right.
That's what kills you sometimes. It's because you don't have a quarterback and you have a defensive-minded coach and you're preaching discipline, right? That's what we were talking about a little bit earlier, Joe. You're preaching discipline and you're not seeing it, right? You're preaching hard-nosed defense, so you're not seeing it. So the only way to go is the complete opposite. We got to get an offensive coach. We got to get somebody who's innovative. But the problem, Joe, is I think they're running out of those guys. You know what I mean? Mm. Those Kyle Shanahan disciples who are going to be great head coaches, the O'Connells and the McVay disciples, you're running out of them. There's not that many of them still coming up that were with that, you know, that Washington team. They were all with that Washington team as 24-year-olds, and they kind of just dispersed and eventually created this new realm of offense. There's not a lot of them left anymore. I don't know where you go after this.
And here's the thing. If you are a veteran, let's say a veteran, one of the biggest mistakes they've made in recent times, beside firing Mike Tannenbaum and hiring John Idzik with Rex still there, was not hiring Mike McCarthy to be the head coach. Mm. Bro, he wanted the job, okay? And I don't know what happened. You know, Adam, what do you call it? They listened to Peyton Manning. He liked Adam Gase. Peyton Manning, what did he ever help the Jets do? Okay, he didn't want to play for him.
Right, other than beat you.
Right. We did get him a couple times.
You did, good. But,
when
it mattered.
We got him a few times in the playoffs.
Got him in the playoffs, yep.
A championship game, obviously, they got him.
Or maybe he was trying to give it back to you. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what it was.
Yeah, maybe. You
Gase,
know what? You know
take
what?
Gase. Yeah, that's Gase. A makeup for 41-0.
Yeah. They should have took McCarthy and all the bad, and Evan knows, he won with Aaron Rodgers. He's not that good a coach, yada, yada. He went to Dallas. Okay, he didn't win a Super Bowl. He didn't win in the playoffs, but he's winning 11, 12 games every year.
Yeah, he got to the playoffs all the time. Right.
We couldn't have used Mike McCarthy. That was enough. But my point now is, if there's a guy like that out there, a veteran coach like that out there, why the hell would he want to come here?
No, you'd have to give tons of money and tons of control. That's it. That's all you'd have to do.
I mean,
and it sucks that we're talking about this 5 weeks into a new regime, but that's how bad it looks.
Yeah, I mean, you're 0-5. You're the only winless team in the NFL, and you have Denver next.
By the way, I want to thank the Arizona Cardinals. Did you see the end of the Arizona?
Oh, unbelievable.
How they handed that game. Tiki, that was like jet-like. I thought maybe it was like the jet playbook, the way the Cardinals handed that
so
game.
So, Joe, we do our picks every Friday, and that's the one I got wrong. And that game was 21-6.
Yeah,
and
with the guy walking in for a touchdown.
It was
going to
be
28-6.
Yep. And I was like, all right, I got a 3-0 week. And then they lose that game. Yes, that did feel very
And not only that play, which is inexcusable, how about the interception?
Right.
The guy goes down, he fumbles the ball, it goes into the end zone, and the Titans recover.
No, that was a reception. He caught it.
And he got fumbled numerous
and
times.
And then he fumbled, and then everybody was booting it around.
Right.
That was unreal.
Unbelievable. You can't make it up. But anyway, then there's the Jets. painful.
I know it's tough to judge, but give me your feelings on Justin Fields. Are you impressed? Would you even consider him being the quarterback of the future? Where do you stand
with him right now? Look, I don't think he's terrible. I don't think they're using him correctly.
I think that's right.
To be a lot more run-pass option. The offensive line hasn't helped. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would be nice if we had another guy opposite Garrett. Garrett's such a great player. If they had a guy opposite Garrett Wilson. And Mason Taylor's starting to come around a little bit. But they don't have that guy. I think they should throw the ball more to Breece Hall. I don't think there's any doubt about it. So it's tough to evaluate him. I don't think he's been terrible. He's had a couple fumble turnovers. He hasn't thrown an interception yet.
Zero.
Right?
Zero picks.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I guess his quarterback rating probably is not that bad. But, I mean, it's like yesterday when he did put some numbers up, he threw a couple touchdown passes. The game was over. It's cosmetic.
It was meaning. It was garbage time.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
That's what was so discouraging. A lot of those numbers are kind of meaningless.
Right.
He's not bad, but he ain't the answer.
No.
I mean, I've kind of figured that out watching him for a few weeks.
But let's use him. Let's use him right.
Yes, they don't use. I agree with that.
On,
use
let's
his
have
legs.
Him be a big part of the running game. I don't understand that.
Well, Joe,
I really don't.
I like to liken this to what Josh Allen. He's not Josh Allen by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But I'm just using this as an example. When Josh Allen first came in the league. He didn't know how to read defenses or do the things that he's magically done on his way to an MVP a year ago. But they let him have success by, all right, kid, just run it. If you're confused, just run it. And he's a great athlete, and he made things happen, and they won some games early in his career, and eventually he became who he is now. Why not do that? Right?
Yeah.
If you can't pass protect, you can't get anybody open other than Garrett Wilson. Be different. Do something that you know your quarterback knows how to do well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. So it's very hard to evaluate him. Like I said, he hasn't been terrible. I mean, I don't put 0-5 on him. I really don't. The defense is so bad, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just a disaster.
Here's the thing, Joe. Are you angry or are you just kind of resigned?
You know what, Tiggy? I am so disgusted with this franchise. I mean, we've been so bad for so long. You've heard me say it. They're the worst organization in professional sports.
By a lot.
I mean, I don't even think it's close
anymore. It's not. It's by far.
I mean, come on. I mean, give me. I mean, yesterday was so. It was so depressing as I'm sitting there sweating my rear end off, right? Watching this with all the Cowboys. I saw I saw Roger Staubach. I saw Emmitt Smith. I saw Michael Irvin, Tony Romo. You name it. Troy Aikman. I even saw Tony Dorsett. The only one I don't think I saw was Bob Lilly.
Wow.
But there were Cowboy fans everywhere.
What was the breakdown, you think?
It was horrible.
Were there more Cowboy fans than Jet fans? Is it like 60-40?
I think if you ask me, I mean, there was so many go Cowboy chants and... You know, I mean, it just, God. What else can you say? Tiki, it's been a very rough, thank God the weather has been great.
Yeah.
I'm playing golf, right? Played today.
Otherwise, this fall would be depressing.
I mean, between the Mets and the Jets and my big, and I know Evan is with me on this. Ev, I am so worried that Pete is not coming back.
I'm definitely worried. Certainly a possibility.
I got to tell you, man, and that's going to rip my heart out even more.
But you know what?
If that happens, you want to hear that little soliloquy about David Stearns. I can tell you right now.
I want Pete Alonso back. I'm worried about it. You know what's crazier, though? If they lose Edwin Diaz, it may be worse.
Yeah.
They may be worse.
No, they need both of them.
No excuse for not bringing both of these guys back.
Okay?
There is no excuse.
I have thought this, but you've seen Jesse and Tug McGraw and everybody. I think Edwin Diaz is best closer in the history of the franchise.
He you know what? He's certainly in the conversation. I mean, it's hard to say no. I mean, the guy's, he's tremendous. Tell me, is there a better closer in baseball than him?
No.
He was
great. He's definitely number one.
I mean, I don't think
he hasn't officially said he's opting out, right?
Nah, but he's opting out.
Nah, he is.
He's not an idiot.
Of course he's not.
You all do, T. Come on.
Of course.
You'd be opting out too, T.
100%.
Of course he would.
100%. Pay me.
Of course.
Well, Joe, hopefully it gets better at 9:30 a.m. in London on Sunday, but let's not bet on it.
Against the Broncos. By the way, just before I go, right? New England, here they come.
Oh,
they got Mike Vrabel. They got Drake May. They beat the Bills last night. Oh, my God. Stephon Diggs. Right. Oh, my God.
Diggs hugging Vrabel in the tunnel.
Right. Oh, it's painful.
He's a hero all over again.
And one last thing, and I don't expect you to comment too much on this. But boy, has Belichick lost his mind. There's really no other way to say it.
Yeah.
I called that game this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What they play? Clemson, right?
It was 28-0.
They got killed.
No, 28-3. I apologize.
Right.
They scored on their first possession. The UNC 28-3, and midway through the first quarter, the students left.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
Is he going to be the coach through the year?
Yeah, I think he is. They have 70 new athletes.
Yeah.
70. 30 true freshmen and 40 transfers. Right. So if next year is the same, I don't think it lasts.
Right.
I think he's like, dude, I don't need this.
Seems to me, Teague, and I'll say it this way, seems to me he's much more interested in something else than coaching right now.
Well,
no doubt.
Joe, on their bye week, they had a bye week last week.
Right.
They played Clemson. They have a bye week this week.
Again? They got a bye week?
Yeah, so it's weird. And so on the first bye week, he was up in the northeast somewhere on the beach with his girl.
Right. Yeah.
Not getting ready for Clemson.
Well, I mean, Joe said he's focused on something else.
Oh, man.
He's paying attention to detail just elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's all.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Joe. Always good
guys,
talking to
you. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
The great Joe Benigno following another embarrassing, horrific, disgusting Jet loss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.